Please rise as we continue with the prayers of the church. One addition to our prayers, a name that was shared right before church service, Richard Stanley shared with me that his brother Rob was involved in a pretty serious car accident. Rob has five children, and so we're going to pray for him and the family as they gather and make some decisions, and certainly for the health of Rob and choices in the future. Let's bow our heads. God has made his dwelling place with man. He will dwell with us, we will be his people, and God will be our God. In confidence of this, let us raise to him our prayers on behalf of those in need and all people. Almighty Father, you met a divided world with one saving love and will, manifested in the incarnation, suffering, death, and resurrection of your Son, Jesus. Make us one people in him, and bless all efforts to come into true unity. Lord, in your mercy. Give us your Spirit, O Lord, that we welcome the stranger and boldly speak your word to those who have not heard it. Guide us by your grace that we be faithful witnesses until you come in your glory to complete your perfect plan. Lord, in your mercy. Govern the nation, O Lord, and bless our leaders, that they be people of good moral conscience and integrity, for the sake of the poor and the oppressed, and for the encouragement of virtue and good works. Lord, in your mercy. Great physician, your healing power is greater than all the technology of human invention. Be at work for good through the vocations of all healthcare professionals, workers, and caregivers, that those who suffer any affliction of body, mind, or spirit. And today we uplift Rob, Lord. You know his situation and those challenges that he is facing. We pray for this family, that you would unite them together in the choices and decisions that they have ahead, that you would give Rob a complete recovery with his complete health, and that you would unite this family together and help them to see your hand at work in all things. Lord, also for those others in our congregation, Kai, Bev, Wyatt and Charlie, Haley, Paul, Forrest, Rebecca, Kylie, Jim, Gary, Sandy, Rick, Cassidy, Ron, Addie, Monty, JD, Carla and her family, Janine, Art and Sandy, Mal, Andrew, Kiera, Carlos, Kathy, Peggy, Pete, Brian Baker, Larry and Mary Griffith, Jean, Tiffany, Dylan, and Lorianne Anderson. Lord, we pray that they would know the nearness of your presence and experience the joy that comes from your abiding in your love. Lord, in your mercy. It is into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Congregation may be seated, and we have a special song today to help prepare our hearts and minds for the Lord's Supper. It's called The Feast of Grace, sung by our choir.